And it's Almighty
Love Talk Radio.
Right here with my almighty SOG. And I got my co-host, the wettest pain in the galaxy.
The wettest.
So, you know, I'm Alex. We're going to start by praying in.
You're a cat.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. In Jesus' name, the great Lord God Almighty.
Amen.
So, you know, it's been a long week. I'm gonna consider it as a long week.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna put it like this. We're going to start off and go around, ask my saints how they been. We're going to start off with Almighty S.O.G., Jay, you know, Cali Boy Fresh, the man with no hairline.
Quick response.
This week,
they fixed your hairline.
No, I have a hairline. It's just, you know, it's honestly, this week has just been, you know, a struggle, but I'm happy to be in the house of the Lord one more time. I thank you for the struggle because it's going to eventually accomplish the faith. It's going to make my faith strong.
All right. Now we got all my SOG.
Let me know when I come back to y'all.
lost again.
That's
you know, so, but thank God for Holly Weird people. And right now they have no audience, so they're just looking weird, looking at each other. They can't do a show because they have no audience. But we said, you know, don't mess with the Almighty God, because he's going to show you that he is God. And there's nothing on this earth can stand up to him or his name. So I don't want to hear nothing else coming out of my deep mouth about some witches. Witches were stitches. Witches are niggas in skirts.
So we got Almighty SOT, that nigga black. That nigga black, man. Darkness.
Sex has been too good, but you know what the streets been having me do? Get my body in shape. So it's like, you know, it's beyond, like, you know, in the midst of me getting my body in shape, because, you know, when I went mountain bike and I just came and I chilled with Jonna for a minute to go meet up my own.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but
I need you to keep it up. Feel that.
Yeah, that's what I can. I'm going to come next Monday.
Then I'm going to.
Yeah, I did.
On the side,
you
don't have to, because I already talked about
someone
who has to.
Both of y'all come. You have to come out.
Okay. But in the midst of that, it's like, but it's like, in the midst of that, it's like, you know, Spirit's been showing me, like, I don't want nothing easy.
That's right.
You know, nothing easy. It's like, I do, but I don't know.
Not clean up.
No.
No, but, you know,
somebody can tell you to clean up.
You know, I don't want nothing easy, and that's why, you know, like, it starts off, like, you know, when we playing basketball, you know, I want to play with the two biggest men. You know, I don't want nothing easy. No,
but still, you know, I'm just a plain baller.
I don't want to take up all the time, but, you know, my week's been going good, you know. I don't want nothing easy. I've been getting my body in shape in the midst of that. It's like, I've been back on my music tip.
Come on!
You know, and it's crazy because Little Rock, you know, he was here last.
No, that was the week before last.
But he was here.
No, that was last.
Yeah, because I remember it was somewhere close. But after church, you know, me and him chopped it up and we was rapping. Yeah, he been rapping, but he just, you know, he Little Rock, you know, he is different. He rap different. Yeah. But he gave me some motivation. He was like, you know, he basically told me, like, you know, I'm good. Like, you know, I could just start working on my own project. Like, you know, basically, like, he gave me the motivation and the words of, like, niggas is not going to top on a song with you.
Wait, can I input it or something? Nigga, he gave you the motivation, nigga. How long have I been telling you this? Like, how long have I been saying this, and you just, are you taking it from some random nigga?
Yeah.
Like, my feelings is hurt right now.
That's how they do.
You got to hear from somebody else in order to hear from somebody
else. In the midst of that, it's like I've been working on music. I'm working on a couple projects, but one of them is like, my head is to where I want to make it like the SOG anthem.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it.
Pizza, come on. We need an anthem.
Can we play it on loudspeaker?
You can do whatever you want to do.
You got loudspeaker, bro. So I'm going to try to hear the beat.
We're going to go all the way around, and then we're gonna let you do it.
Yeah.
So now we got Almighty SOG, Johnny.
And I
Fuego. Set the city on fire. How you been?
Still here.
Now we got Almighty SOG. We got the first disciple in the building.
That's what we got.
Huh?
Well,
you want to catch me?
Yeah, that's what they did.
No, I don't want to do it either.
Yeah,
Father, we thank you for the first disciple making it in, Lord. Like a hard journey out there that he got to do work that others can't do. But God, it's good to still see him breathing. Just good to see him in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
God,
my soul.
How your week been?
Oh, a nightmare.
Yeah.
You see me, all the females are either crazy, insane, demonic, or just downright evil and selfish. And what do all the good women? Why do I have to be plagued by four of the wrong ones? Now, I already told them they don't qualify because they're too selfish. How can we care for a church? That's I'm looking for a first lady. I'm not looking for no headache.
Come on.
Said, my church is not crossover.
Come on.
You know where it's at. She said,
the crossover.
I said, no, I see the crossover. I'm more than that. Not on me.
That's right.
I mean, my goodness, last night, this morning, I think it's a contest of stupidity. I must be the dumbest donut in the box if I would let my church be destroyed by something from
the powers of the dark.
Just because I got excited. I'm sorry, it don't work that way. And it never will.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this man right here, this is my pastor.
And I love you.
Hey, look. It made me something. Just like give me a name and recognizing me. He knew what this first disciple was.
Yeah.
I knew not what the heck it was and where the road was going. But I'm out on the street, kept talking. So I did the digging.
Yes,
sir. Told you about this church, didn't I?
Yes, sir.
I told you about this pastor.
Yes.
I told you I was the first disciple, and I was like no other.
Yes, sir.
I'm the first in my kind.
He's a real one.
And all I want to do is make this man like his dreams. First, his dreams already flourish.
Yeah.
Every Sunday I walk in his church and I look around,
yes,
young people,
come on.
I see something that's great, never seen
come
before.
On.
They dress.
Come on.
They're polite.
Tell them.
They're well educated.
Get him.
He already proved that what he wants to do is true. Every time you walk in this church, and you're doing jump prayer warriors we got here. I'll tell you, the church is going to be in charge because they already gave you the model, and the model came out perfect in several. Oh, but you still hesitating and resurrecting.
Come on.
I was off with 2 jobs, okay? And now I'm Pico. Now, yeah, I told him, can you help me make an impact?
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Mm.
So you can do that? And this is some of but I say I'd be more than happy to. If you can help me make an impact every day and
every day.
Don't.
Amen.
That's my only condition.
Man. I got you.
Now we got Almighty SOG, the wettest fan in the world. Larry.
I might be here in the night.
Look, now I'm going to say something. I'm going to tell y'all how my week been, and then we got a caller, and then we're going to let my man do his little anthem, and then we're going to get on to the subject. So my week, I'm going to sum it up all in the 2 weeks. You feel me? I'm going to sum it all up. I got a job. I got opportunities coming. Bishop probably don't know this. Y'all probably know this because y'all was here on Sunday. This lady, she from a friend that I used to go to high school with, her mom, she had me making these bow ties, basically customizing these bow ties. And she was going to go to this. Basically, it was a Christian award ceremony. But, you know, due to the coronavirus, it's canceled. You know, it's still an opportunity to do something big, you know. So I'm just going to sum it up by saying that, you know, and we ain't got to worry about the coronavirus because, you know, even though everything is canceled, the devil canceled.
Hey, you don't hear nothing about no coronavirus in the Inland Empire.
No.
Tell me one case or one,
Because we don't play that. Huh. You guys can play that over there, but y'all like playing with the devil. And this is the curse that's going to come upon you.
I just feel it. Oh, what is it?
Look, now I'm gonna take this caller. It might be somebody familiar. It might be somebody we know.
Yeah.
How you doing, caller?
Hello, hello, hello. What's up with y'all?
Blasha.
What's your name, caller? Where you from?
My name's Serenity. I'm from San Bernardino.
That's right.
What?
I got a question for y'all though.
What's your question, Carla?
When we about to hop in the studio?
I got you right now. Niggas around here. Studio been here since the church been here. Right, and then Johnny comes through here, supposed to be the guy that know how to work the switches, but he's too busy doing other stuff. So now Black and Akeem is running around here with their thumbs
okay.
Oh, so that is soon. We're gonna be in there soon.
Just let me know.
You need anything else, Carla? You need a prayer. You need us to pray for you.
What's
that? Something. What you need, Carla?
I'm good. That was good. That's all I needed.
Okay.
I appreciate what y'all doing for us, though.
No problem. Glad you support our little podcast. We're gonna get back to the subject and the matter at hand. So, the subject, as you can see today, I got my little whiteboard.
Yes, sir.
So, we're gonna start off with everybody's thoughts on the coronavirus.
All right.
So, since I started on that side, I'm going to start with the guy in the back.
There we go.
This way, Payne. My thoughts on the coronavirus. I think that, I don't know, I feel like it's not even real. I feel like the news is making it to be some crazy old thing. To where people are just going crazy.
They're
trying to start a little state of emergency. I don't know. I just believe it's not real, bro. I just think that it's all fake.
I got it.
I think it's all fake. That's my whole thing on it, bro.
Oh, sorry. I was in a rush.
That's good.
I think it's fake.
I was in a rush.
It's fake. I don't really believe it either. I can't say that I'm scared. I'm not scared of nothing.
That's right.
I love it. And guess what? They gave it to me because I'm a man of God. I don't ask for nothing. Not even pay for doing that crap.
So we're gonna ask Johnny how he feel about the coronavirus.
I don't really pay too much attention.
That's why I think it's safe.
Oh.
Keep Jesus up.
How you feel about the coronavirus, OC?
They told me the coronavirus coming, and then I said, I got to talk to Bishop. Because,
hey, No,
this is why. I said, this is the time to slow it. They said the coronavirus coming. And I said, no, anybody know, but really know, for foresight, Bishop. And it may be just that. Bishop?
Okay. Let me tell you. Don't black stuff.
I need the mic corona.
That being said, I really don't care because you know what, I will say this. I want to say the brothers, you know, say the brothers, everybody take them to the cases, so You know, I just thought about, like, and then I thought about, like, the pool kids. We mainly got pool, so it's like they can close. I really don't care. That's what I've been telling Lincia that. She was like, oh, you need to fill your car up. You know, I don't I just bought 2 cases of water. So I'm kind of cool, so I don't like Corona.
Okay, I feel like you're gonna exceed my expectations on the question. So can I get everybody else?
Right,
and I come back?
Yeah.
What you think, Dean? I don't want no whispering. I want a grown man voice. I want you to speak in your outside voice since your inside voice is whistling.
I'm tired of this nigga, man.
All right, look. Everybody's freaking out. Everybody's freaking out. But I have seen those signs. It's always on the radio, on TV. It's always on video. Whatever the news say, everybody take it.
Okay.
Out your heart. Mm-hmm. The news don't lie to you.
I don't know what you heard that. No.
I do.
Everybody gets themselves in a panic. And
I don't even watch the news no more.
The only way I can go up is if I see my bishop.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's right. Panic. There it is.
So, Wonderline.
I can see that.
He was thinking about that. It took you like 2.5 seconds to reply. That's not the thing that I know.
I was thinking about how frivolous your life
okay.
Go.
Okay. Oh, frivolous. Now you're using my words.
That's what I was
now you're using my words. I mean, you kind of look young, but you know you're like,
so
you like 85 years old.
Okay, so you don't want my response.
Go ahead.
This daddy working.
Oh, go ahead, man.
Daddy word.
It's daddy word.
Like every single artificial crisis at the beginning of time, this is another one. You have what? You have pig flu, bird flu, you have swine flu, you had Ebola, you got all these other flus.
Oh,
you had all these viruses. Hold on,
you
can't
forget the chicken flu.
Oh, yeah, and the chicken flu, you know, because, you know, people, they eat the Popeye's chicken and they go crazy. You can't really get caught up in the hype. In the midst of my research last night, I came across several videos, you know, talking about prophesies and prophecies and all these people that say that they want to, you know, prophesy and prophesy. They're not prophets of God. They're not prophets of Jesus. So there's no way for them to prophesy the end of the world. And I was also watching this video of this couple that, you know, killed off their children because she believed that she was sent here to collect the 144,000 for Jesus' army just for, you know, Jesus to come back. But see, this is the Church of the Latter-day Saints of Jesus Christ, which are Mormons, which they don't believe in our doctrine. They have a whole completely separate doctrine. But to answer your question, my boy, the coronavirus is a snake in the $3 bill. You feel me? How you going to say that you don't know nothing about a coronavirus, then you get a Lysol bottle and it says it could treat the human coronavirus? That don't make no sense. But you going to tell me that you have no idea what it's about. So with that being said, all the mass hysteria and all the panic, I'm going to leave you with this because I actually had a conversation with a woman in Walmart, and it was funny because I was diving at her answer. Everybody else was talking about genetically engineered viruses and how they were able to, like, you know, adapt in certain climate changes, like heat, cold, et cetera, et cetera. But this woman straight up said the answer. She literally said it in front of everybody, and I had to do nothing but tip my hat to her. I was like, dang. She said, I ain't got a beard. I got Jesus.
I'm going to get my answer, and then we're going to let Bishop do his thing. You know, coronavirus, you feel me? I'll just put it like this. I'm not scared of nothing. but Jesus.
That's it.
It's crazy because I just started working at the hotel.
Hey, man.
And my brother, Javon, he worked there too. So
hey, man.
My mom was giving him a ride to work, basically. And he was, you know, he was explaining to my mom, you know, how he kind of nervous, you know. People be doing a lot of stuff there, you know. You know, and I don't have that same fear, you know. It's like I can walk through the halls. A nigga can have a big knife on him. I don't care about that. You ain't going to stab me. And it's a dude, Jesus, on my side. So.
And
it's
a whole, some niggas that you don't know.
Huh.
Hello.
So, and that's
some church niggas.
And that perspective, like, I'm just thinking to myself, like, can't nothing touch me, you know? I'm invincible on God's side. Imposter. So how you feel, Bishop?
This is how I feel. Yes, sir. I told you guys many times this is going to happen. Right? And I said, they're going to consider us terrorists. Then this lady going to get on this contest thing with Nick Cannon, dad, and Dr. Tatum and say, you men always got all this fuel, and then all y'all want to do is lay a matchstick beside it. All right? And I was on mute while she was doing all this talking. And then Mr. Cannon said, Bishop, you still there? I said, yeah. So I got a phone. I said, lady, look, you know, you don't want to see this fire. And I said, because Jesus is a consuming fire. I said, but when it starts, don't try to put it out. So we're not here to say it's not real. It ain't nothing. Just don't put it out. And then what happens, I'm going to show you from this little pulpit how we can strike a whole nation. But now we're not considered a terrorist. I can say this because you're going to see it. And then when you see it, don't come pointing your finger saying that they're the terrorists, you know, because you guys forgot who Jesus is.
Come on.
And then I told you, I said, now you Hollywood people need to understand Hollywood means holy tree.
Mm.
That belongs to us. So we got some holy water to plant on this tree.
Yes,
so if you guys continue, you would not have an audience to even hear you tell your joke about Jesus anymore. And then it's going to happen. Now look at it. They said, we got fake audience we can have clap. Man, I'm going to be
up here. Fake audience. You know what's crazy about that?
They take a basketball player. We're going to have a game against each other, but there's no fans. And I'm sitting there like this with my fake baseball fan. Like, bing! Oh, my.
You know what's crazy, Bishop? I was at the barbershop, and they had BET on. And they had one of Madea's little whatever you call it, one of her movies or something like that.
You know that he's great, man.
And the thing is, okay, Madea was talking, but Tyler Perry was in the same room, and he was going back and forth. He was in the same room, basically talking to himself, like he was talking to Madea. But the nigga so caught up in being feminine and putting on a dress. It seemed like when he's trying to be himself, he's still Madea. Like, nigga, how are you trying to, like,
that shit be there.
It was crazy.
And you go build your little tent over there, and can nobody come to that tent either. There, I mean, even you mega churches that refuse to come over here and help us when we have that school with these little children, you can't even have over 100 people. Shut it down.
It's so crazy.
Game over. I crossed over on them. I'm going to like this.
Bro.
King. Remember,
crazy
I'm going like this. King. I'm going to like this. They're going to even see it coming. King. I'm not going to shoot it. King. I ain't got no fingers to shoot. So I'm going to just do this to King. Look. Boom. And then when it happens, I'm going to sit in the church and watch it unfold. Laughing at it.
It's crazy how the jail works because
real.
A couple of days before the whole outbreak, you know, the whole store shut, you know, the toilet paper. A couple minutes. It was a couple posts before I seen the toilet paper post.
You
know what post I seen?
They don't give bags.
I seen a it was a post on the ground. I seen a lion and a lamb. And I seen a lion and a lamb. Like real. And I'll show you. I saved it.
Wow.
It was like 2-3 weeks ago because I was gonna show it to Bishop the man's meeting, but he wasn't here. But it's
actually true.
You see two of them.
See that?
You see two of them. And yes, they, you know, they're making a little joke about it, but besides the joke.
See, we're stopping all jokes, the king.
It's a lion
we're
and a lion.
Stopping all jokes. See how serious that man is? That him? That's how serious we got to be. Now, either we're going to be in or we're going to be outside of that gate. I have said to you, that's going to come a time when we got to protect this little piece of building right here. Why? Because what's going to be in it? God didn't give us these men to do nothing. There's going to come a time where you're going to have to protect that gate. Our windows are too narrow. I mean, you just can't just come in, You know, you have to be like, by the time your head is gone, you push the body back out and continue to eat.
Chris, you're making a joke about the hotel because, you know, the glass is bulletproof. Mm-hmm. But it's sitting on wood. Mm-hmm. So if the nigga want to just shoot through the wood, you got to stand on that counter.
Look, there. See, that whole thing right there? None of that exists. Just paying the life bill. God is going through the motion. All you can do is hold on. Right? And when we come through, we're going to come through and do it the way it's supposed to. Right? What we need is men. Right? Now, we don't have enough men here, so we need another group of men to fill these positions. Right? And doing it rightfully. Not because somebody owed you something. You know, because you guys don't have children, or you have children, and your children going to have children, right? Now, I tell you, I'm the last one he can. Y'all don't want to listen to that. You don't have to. Because, you know, I'm going to be laughing at you in the end. But, like I said, if they're going to take away God from us, and we have to fight for it. If they're going to take away water from us, and we have to fight for it. If they're going to take food away from us, we have to fight for it. And we give them 8 months. You know, or it's going to get worse, and they got a time in the 8 months to just, okay, we're going to stop, right? And then if they stop, then we got to teach these ones. Look, they're going to come after you now. Because you can't say Bishop was a punk and sit up there and didn't do nothing. You know, I'm doing my part. All I have left is my chest and my head, and I wear my motorcycle helmet. And I'm going straight at them. This is it. If they can't come out of this 8 months, what y'all going to do? Ain't nothing in the stores. What you going to eat? You don't know how to hunt. Niggas are used to going to the store buying it already wrapped.
You know what's so crazy about this shit also? Last night I was on my ridge. I was looking for something to buy. You know what I've seen for 50 cents in a hole? Going out for 50 cents.
Now, what I told you guys, I got mine. I got a long bow and a power bow.
It's a long bow.
And everything I need, I knew where to go. I got an old truck. Motor type trained to air it up, put some screws on the boat, start that sucker up. I got a van that got no backseat and no passenger, sir. Right. I'm going to bring you back deer meat, cow meat, squirrel meat, whatever meat.
You know, I've had a moment, it was like a month or so ago after we realized in church, I was praying for wisdom and knowledge, you know. Right now, you know what that's showing me, what it's showing me, like, prior to at work here, and I work at Target. You know, I work at the main store, niggas are buying lights, all that. I work at the main store where there's no toilet paper at. Niggas,
can I say this? When you had that job, you didn't like it. I said, Black, just hold on. I know it's a job you don't like, but you're going to see something. You know what? Because when I be telling you guys about toilet paper, I be serious. Now, toilet paper is the last thing that people worry about, right? And so this time, I'm going to make it the main word.
And it's all gone at $10 from toilet paper right now. It went on yesterday. But,
now, you know how valuable that water is? That's natural. You know how valuable that is?
I got two cases in my trunk.
You know how valuable it is now? That's worth more than just $1 a bottle.
Right now, it is. Right now, that water really is
natural. It's the best.
And I'm glad nobody put it in the stores at this point. But what the Spirit's been showing me, you know, through the wisdom and knowledge that I've been praying for, you know, it's going to be a little set down for a few minutes. But it's going to bounce back up.
It's a bounce back. Don't give it to him. Because this is you we fight for. Don't give it to him.
And the bounce back.
But if they act up, if they continue to act up, don't let that mess bounce back. But if they do you right, give me the cake. Let me give it out. Right now, who got the cake? Nobody. Let me tell you how nobody got it. Because you making $2 million an episode. Let me shut up. You know what I'm talking about. But where's your money worth right now? You can't even spend it.
And they so crazy. Can I say this? At the warehouse, like, you know what the Spirit was showing me? Because I was thinking about money.
They're going to be wiping their butt with that. With that money.
I said they're wiping their butt, putting it in the fire. That's all your heat.
You know, I was, the Spirit was showing me I had a kind of a dream. And, damn it, we're all going to come back to the picture. What the Spirit was kind of telling me is, like, we don't want money from them.
No.
We want valuables. We want cars. We want houses. We want...
You know, it's crazy because, you probably don't remember, we had this conversation. And we was talking about, you know, the things that we buy instead of the money, you know, like how we got all this silver. You know, we can burn this silver down.
Like a block. But just for that. Just
with
us.
Or even silverware. We can make silverware out of this.
And so, and it's like, I want to say what the Spirit has shown me. I'm going to pray that it comes true. Because we ran into it. This is how I know it may come true. We ran into what the Spirit has showed me at work, praying for this wisdom and knowledge. We ran into it years ago on the hill when I was coming from Riverside to go up there on the mountain with you on Wednesdays. You remember when we made the little
Indian thing?
Yeah, like the little thing we had at the gate. But I want y'all to do, please, is pray that we'll be strong enough that our spirit will last. Because at the time, we didn't have the men. I was only
16,
17 years old. Nigga, I didn't even have a license yet.
Look at it.
You feel me? Now we have a man. He's like, even though it's a handful, but now we just got to pray for the power and the Spirit to put us in a place. We're going to run into this down the well.
Come on.
Pray on it. Because when we pray on it, they was offering us everything they want to. But now, I feel they're going to try to offer us money. We don't want no money.
No. I know what we're going to get. But the thing is, we need more men. Because we're going to start stretching our men out, and they're going to be stretching thin. You know, then we're going to run out. I keep telling you guys, I'm not going to take on something that you guys walk away from, and I didn't take it on.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got to remember, this is our empire. This is ours. This belongs to us. Everybody that's here are visitors. Those visitors don't want to come in and join. You don't remain a visitor. We're owners. You know, but we got a right here. We got a voice here. Everybody else ain't got a voice. And we just so happen to be a native tribe, the sharpest tribe out of all the tribes. And we the last of the Mohicans. Yeah, they got to come to us because we survived. And yeah, they're coming. And yeah, you was young when they was offering all that. And yeah, it was big, but I want to show you, look, Black, look, you got all this. Not just any house at San Manuel. You had to... At San, they brought the feathers and said, "Whoever has the feathers, do the talk." So your prayer is gonna come true, and it comes true, you're gonna be over there, and then when you be over there, you put people in place to control it. If not, I'm not gonna be stuck with it. You are, okay? Cause that guy right there, you know, I was that guy at the time. I was the guy who's coming here. Welcome. It's not my business. I don't do what they do, but I'm controlling it to make them move it from here to there. And what they did, move it from here to there, to show you that Jesus is real, right? And it's really belong to us. You know? And so when I was taking you, you were a child walking amongst that power, but you did your part. It was just you, Larry.
Serenity.
You did your part. You answered it.
Yeah.
You know? So that's why God is bringing that vision back to you. Right? Because, land,
and gold is worth money, worth more than money. That's just legal tender. We didn't make that useless now.
Right.
It was useless. But, I mean, they trying to get me over that useless thing.
What I'm gonna go buy with it? Ain't nothing to sell.
I can see the hand from here.
It should.
And let me tell you, I think that my first disciple is, if they don't straighten that fly,
we're
gonna need one of these. I got like six of them. Now look, because only airways y'all gonna have.
Okay.
And I'm gonna pick up on that.
I'm doing a storm shot.
So we're gonna be this at the church. Now, we have enough food, and I'm gonna bring some more water for you, right? We're gonna have enough water. So if the time comes, right, we're gonna shut this church down. Members only. Members, you know, remember to come back only. So these men. Brian gonna be the main guy at the gate. I know Brian got it. That's why he's here.
We're gonna get some, more food.
You know, it's so cold apart about it. The whole situation, if you can picture it, may sound bad. That's the best thing I can have to. Because it's like, remember one thing, you know what my mind been set on? My mind been tripping. I told you, bro. I said, I think you told me in the back office. You said, you know what God's about to do for us? About to open the matrix. He's gonna let us out of the matrix. Now, cliche as that sounds, I'm gonna show you how deep that means. Is because we all know about the pyramid scheme. You know, I'm in it. I worked at Target. You know, I gotta work here. I gotta work 40 hours. You know, I can't work over 60. If I work over 60 with Target, that's unlawful. You know, but the matrix is stepping out of that, and then the humblest, and then the simplest term is being able to own a business and run Target and be able to have niggas work that 40 hours. Now, at this moment, it's like when God shuts this down, because he's going to shut government down too.
They already shut down. This is a national.
But when God.
What did he say? He said it's a national crisis. I told you, I said, look, it's funny because
you ain't heard nothing about the presidency or nothing like that in the cool minute. Oh, you heard about coronavirus.
You know,
we don't watch it, nigga, but we be on Instagram. And even on Instagram, you see, Trump this, Trump that, president gonna be this, you feel me? We don't see none of that. The only thing you're seeing right now is coronavirus. Coronavirus this, coronavirus canceled that. You feel me? That's the only thing you see right now.
But you don't see coronavirus.
And the cold thing, Bishop, I ain't seen nair nigga skinned person with coronavirus nowhere.
Because it don't fit.
So I say that.
Only where it's going to fit. Now, there's a group of them. The Bible says they don't want to listen. He says, I pray that they get right. So we're praying that they get right. They want to be the Israelites. We pray that you get right. You know, and Uncle Bradley came to my house yesterday, 2 hours, him, his wife, my wife, we sitting around talking. And then he's like, man, just tell me, how did you come up with this thing with Trump? And them boys over there talking crazy. But I said, I'm crazy. How crazy you talk about Bishop is the king, right? And so I told him, this is how it is. And this is how it's going to be. And I said, it's going to be a point where y'all can't do nothing with Jesus. He said, you know what? They're doing the show, and they told him that you're going to do the show with an empty crowd. Then what I look like doing the show with an empty crowd? And so when the show got to be canceled into the further circle. So that means that now your mind's cut off.
And so, look, Ben, I want to say this, and just really hear this out. I'm going to pray for this outbreak. I don't know if y'all scared about praying. If we say we're strong to God, you said this, bro. How strong is your faith, nigga? My faith is so strong, nigga. I'm about to pray that this outbreak. I just wrote a song.
Okay, you put the board down.
I just wrote a song talking about double faith. But I'm gonna try to get to a point. You know, I'm about to pray this outbreak happens. You know, I want y'all to too, and like that they get shut down.
No.
When it's shut down, just going.
No. Why you want to shut down? I said when the fire gets started, don't put it out.
I ain't going to put it out.
Okay, you don't want to shut it down. Let me tell you why. Because if you shut it down right now, they're coming after your booty.
Right.
What you going to do to stop it?
Yeah, yeah, not
you land on your belly. They squirt me in your butt. That's what you're looking for. The Bible says,
oh, my God.
They kept looking for the door.
I'll say that's awesome.
who going to happen to police? Who's going to come to your aid when you run up to your house and tie you down as a man? Look at this. You guys,
I'm going to try to help you, bro. But I'm running. I'm not getting my booty taken, bro.
There's a boy that was the biggest dope dealer right here in Seminole.
Look at paper, Brian. Look. Brian knows the same. Tie
him down. Instead of raping his wife, they rape him.
Oh.
Wait, that's what I'm talking about, though. I said that. That was the biggest dope dealer here.
This
how nasty these niggas are. Why would you want to stop something when they like that? They're coming for you.
No. The reason I say that is because I see it as a plague. And as the plague is, and it's crazy because the spirit told me yesterday, I left my flag at my mom's house. And I was going to go over there today to go get it. And prior to that, you know, it showed me when I accidentally took your jacket. It was raining one Sunday. It was one morning. You was at work. Left my jacket in the car, so I took your jacket. And it has your flag in it. And that's what it was in the car. I took it. And so it's been sitting in my passenger seat, you know, and I come go to work, and I've been looking at it. And, you know, this, what we're talking about now, you know, it's the plague.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the Bible, there was a plague.
Mm-hmm.
It says, you know, mark your door with blood. You know, the plague's going to take over. And so I see it as a plague. I'm going to get my flag and I feel my march.
I don't have to worry
about nobody taking my booty because that being said, I have my knife stabbed.
Yeah!
So that's why I said, you know, I don't care. I'll pray for it because I don't got to worry about it. I'm going to get my flag and I have my knife.
Oh, put it like that.
Yo. Your shield of protection. Everybody's not protected like you. Right now, the ones that are welfare, the food stamps, or EBT, gave their EBT card to the dope man. Right now, I don't even have toilet paper.
That's what I was going to say.
So what are you going to need? I mean, people now, use some electric water out their little water hose. Now they're going to start tightening that up. They're going to start shooting with BB guns. Why? Because they're going to say that the disease now is on the home. So nobody wants them around anymore. They got to get up out of the disease. They're going to start killing them before you kill my son and my daughter.
Yeah, I was going to say this. Niggas ain't going to be smoking weed no more. Niggas ain't going to be...
Weed.
Well, they're going to do what they want to do, obviously.
They'll be smoking and tripping off.
But the thing is, it's the niggas is going to be hungry. And they ain't going to have no food. They're going to try to eat that weed. Nigga,
yeah,
ain't no.
Hey,
you laughing.
When you was a child, I got this on video. When you was a child and you guys was doing that for the hiatus, you and the other boys, and I said, what are you guys going to eat? He said, we'll eat the weed. We eat the grass. Remember? Remember that?
Yeah.
Right now.
Nigga, you ain't a herbivore.
How long ago was that?
That was
okay, so we was on this since then.
I think I was
more than five. So why would you go to pray to God and take it off of them when we just put it on?
It's
written. Yeah. Mm.
He said this. He said no harm would come to a joke. This is the tent. I told my wife all I got to do is put her and them children in that and holler, start that big stuff up, and run through anything they want to stop. Leave the church.
Just
like,
I had to show you.
What would you do if the national experiment happens? I said, I'm going to go to church.
Well,
so she gave me
the red.
Just
She don't know we got, girl. I'm going to go to church. I mean, we're going to have much rice. We got enough rice for a couple of meals. And then we got some canned goods.
We just
got
another bag of rice last week.
We got some beans.
Y'all continue to do what you're supposed to do. And then watch what God does.
I ain't worried about this coronavirus.
The Lord allowed that spirit to stop, because the death angel always had to come. If he allowed it to stop, right, we have no more work from China. We're on our own.
Bishop said that too.
Yeah, the way
we're going to need a farm. We're going to have to make
chicken coops. What?
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I think this is? I think this is the reason, to me, my opinion, is that God ain't trying to get their attention. He wants to see who the real believer is.
Come on, nigga! They're going to die anyway.
Because I got people that talk about God, but now they're all scared of, oh, they're going to do this. I don't want to go to work. I don't want to go get my check. And I'm like, but y'all, you know, people just the other day, we were just talking about how God is.
You know what's funny about that, Brian?
He wants to see who's real. Come on. Who are the real saints?
Ever since I stepped into this church,
stand up.
The real ones that go. The ones that know. Bishop's been talking about this for months. Bishop's been talking about all kinds of stuff for years.
Come on, Brian.
For years. And I'm like, this is crazy.
Telling me, don't walk down the street. Don't do this. Don't go there. But I ain't worried about it. You feel me? I got God on my side. I ain't what I got to worry about. Like, I'm not scared of nothing. Nobody.
I ain't talking about God is what can't live through what I'm talking about.
Huh.
So, they talk about God to y'all. Say, oh, God is good. What you say last Sunday?
You said, don't worry.
It's sin.
He said, don't worry, it's sin.
So I'm telling you ahead of time, don't worry about it. I mean, the signs of God, people in this temple, don't worry about that.
Hmm.
That's the sin. And it has to come. If it don't come, then it won't bring about the change.
You know what we got to worry about? That old song they used to say. Victory
is mine. That's right.
Look,
I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
Look, we got a little bit of time left, so I'm gonna let my guy sing his little song.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
He gonna sing his little song, and
hopefully
it's not whack. You feel me, Johnny? You feel me? Hopefully it's not whack. I'm glad you got faith in him. But you need to go back here.
Long enough,
nigga, this is my area. You stay right there.
Okay.
That's the Lord's chord.
Man, we better. I keep telling you, take care. Forget these other people that don't want. They act like you. And
the world ain't ending because we ain't done doing what we need to do.
You here.
Ain't that right, Larry? We still got a whole bunch of web paint product to sell. World can't end yet. Me and Johnny got to make 100 tracks. The world ain't done yet. What you talking about? Speak it to the mic. Yeah, turn it down. I can hear you in the earphone here. Be louder in the room.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Told me get a bag, I'm gonna make a plan. I'm gonna cop a roadie, but the bells on all the rest. Told me go and get a rag.
All right, here we go.
I'm happy.
Dirty with her, bro.
Hold on,